Friends, are you prepared for widespread food shortages ahead? Farmers have been warning us for months, but are we listening? They say it's beyond their control, especially with the fertilizer crisis. Bottom line, food shortages will be a harsh reality very soon. That's why you should get ready now with emergency food from My Patriot Supply. And good news, today you'll save 20% on their best-selling three-month food kit. These kits provide delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. So get one for each member of your family while you're able to save 20% during this timely sale. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits, which average over 2,000 calories per day, are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes. Go to preparewiththinkaboutit.com. Those who know what's coming are already prepared. Are you? Preparewiththinkaboutit.com. Hi, Steve here. The pieces are almost all in place for the fulfillment of the rider on the red horse to happen. All prophesied in Revelation chapter 6. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse went out, a fiery red one, and its rider was allowed to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another. And a large sword was given to him. The trifecta of globalist technocrat meetings are taking place in New York now to coordinate the destructive Great Reset and Build Back Better agenda. It's the Super Bowl of who's who of globalist leaders, policymakers, advocates, and allies all meeting in New York City for 9 days. The UN, Clinton Global Initiative, and the WEF all meeting now in commercial Babylon. All the wealthiest and elitist of the world deciding what the future will be for you and your children, like owning nothing, eating bugs, and living according to the portions that they plan on doling out to you with their social credit score system, if you're a good little obedient citizen of the New World Order, doing as you're told. The event in New York claims it convenes, connects, and catalyzes global and emerging leaders to create and implement solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. The most pressing challenges to them is how can they continue to grow their wealth and trample on your freedoms? Their feigned concern for the earth and for the people of earth is only convincing to those who really believe their deception. But what they say and what they do are completely opposite. Through controlling the media, including social media, that they've continued to stifle and shut off the flow of truthful information and actual facts that has contributed to the gaslighting of the people of Earth. If you're not sure that what I'm telling you is true, then look at the names of the people taking part in this event and ask yourself, have these people done what they said they were going to do, or have they told you something they were going to do and either never did it or they did exactly the opposite of what they said they were going to do? Biden regime officials are also slated to speak, including Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, White House Economic Advisor Brian Deese, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo. You may notice that all of these people in this giant list of people that are meeting in this New York super confab of globalism, they're all people that push climate change. They're all people who push the New World Order. The two WEF panels will include speakers like former Vice President Al Gore and BlackRock Vice President Pamela Chan to sell the idea of the Great Reset and Biden's Build Back Better agenda. These people all have something in common besides their wealth and worldly influence. They speak under the influence of the same spirit. They push for destroying as an excuse to build something according to their will, not God's. The globalists are deliberately backing Russia and Putin into a corner. He says the West wants to destroy Russia. Putin knows what's going on in New York City right now with all of the globalists meeting together and the UN all condemning him. He did one of his rare primetime appearances where he laid out how serious he thinks this is. Putin announced a partial military mobilization while vowing to use all means necessary to defend Russia and pledged to annex the territories already occupied by Russia. Putin called the moves urgent, necessary steps to defend the sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity of Russia. He said that Russia is fighting the full might of NATO. He said the U.S. and its allies are seeking to destroy Russia. Those are serious allegations. Reservists will be drafted into military service starting immediately, Putin said. Putin accused Kiev of backing away from peace talks, acting on direct orders from its Western allies. Instead of negotiating, the Ukrainian government has beefed up its military with NATO-trained troops, many of whom are neo-Nazi extremists. With the billions and billions of dollars that this criminal cabal government in the U.S. keeps dumping into Ukraine, why would they ever feel the need to negotiate to an end of this war with Russia? Putin also accused the West of using nuclear blackmail against Russia. He said, if its territorial integrity is threatened, Russia will definitely use all the means at its disposal to defend Russian territory. This is not a bluff, he said. The Democrats are asking for another $12 billion for Ukraine while telling our military they better go apply for food stamps. The president of Serbia has warned that the world is entering into a great world conflict that could take place within the next 2 months, in his opinion. He made the alarming comments during the first day of the UN General Assembly session in New York. He said, I assume that we're leaving the phase of the special military operation and approaching a major armed conflict. And now the question becomes, where is the line? And whether after a certain time, maybe a month or two even, we will enter a great world conflict not seen since the Second World War. It's like the German-born American government manipulator Henry Kissinger has said, whoever controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. And whoever controls money can control the world. This is what the globalists believe, and this is what they practice. There are so many speculations and opinions about what's coming and what might happen. Well, I can tell you this. If you really want to know what's coming, read the book of Revelation, given to the Apostle John by the angel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only one we all need to listen to and trust is the one who gave himself for us that through faith in his name, we might have eternal life. I want you to understand that unless you have a relationship, a personal one, a one-on-one relationship with Jesus, Yeshua, that no matter what happens in the coming days, you will know that when you die in this body, you will live with him forever. There is no other one who gives eternal life. Every other so-called God or religion is a lie. I leave a link down in the description box below of this video. Go down there now and click on that link. It will take you to a page with a simple prayer to help you surrender your life to Jesus. He loves you, and he proved it. Think about it.